That, no, that is a piece of...
Can you say that was true?
What?
That is a piece of...
What?
That is not a peaceful death.
The guillotine?
Yeah.
Because you just sit there and look, it's like, okay.
The water's steaming off my pants.
One of the better options, in my opinion.
Okay, I got a better option.
Not lethal injection?
No.
Yeah. Lethal injection would be a lot more peaceful.
You just sit there.
Not slowly dying in your sleep or being eaten by sharks. That'd be peaceful. Getting eaten by shark. No, actually, getting eaten by a lion would be kind of a cool way to go. You get to watch this awesome guy being attacked by a lion before it happens.
Yeah, as long as it's not you, I'd love to see that. That's a great story. So I saw it. I had a great week.
It was not a cool way to die. It was a peaceful way. I stand by what I said.
You stand by
the
that?
Guillotine.
You stand by that logic. The fact that you threw out the guillotine involved with death, that's something that's ancient and hasn't been used. Woo-hoo! Like you say, peaceful death, so crucifixion.
Hey, and when you think of a peaceful death, does the guillotine come to mind?
Oh, well,
we asked Mary what she thought a peaceful way to die would be. She said the guillotine.
You know what? I think it's better than getting eaten by sharks.
Okay, well, I think
you think the guillotine is better than being eaten by sharks?
I think crucifixion's a good way to go.
Yeah, crucifixion's awesome.
Only upside down.
Yeah, no, because then all the blood would rush to your head.
You would die so much faster.
No, you don't die fast. The
upside down?
Yeah.
I would think you'd die really faster.
No, the point was that you'd suffer.
Why is it
okay,
embarrassing to be upside down? Upside
down
is awesome. People are standing on their heads.
Oh my
Say
god.
Hello, guys!
Dude, that was so awful.
That was.
Awesome.
You guys
my pants were soaked. I wanted to die.
Look, we're up to here. It's like the waves are so
You can't
powerful.
See them until they just break, and it's going crazy.
Yeah, I would be afraid of trees getting.
Yeah, it's so cold.
Look at my body.
I can't
yeah,
but
there's
LA.
A
freezing.
But there's a fire here. It's
go.
Worth it.
Nah.
I was out there with you guys. Yeah, I was. I was deep. I'm the guy that always goes
no,
the deepest.
We went the deepest. There were some huge crashes.
They were like the one over
I
here.
Went the deepest, and that's what she said. We're done. Argument over.
Okay. First of all, John and Isaac are here.
Second of all, they don't know what that means. And third of all, guillotine's not a peaceful death!
The guillotine is not a peaceful way to die.
A peaceful death is getting shot in the head when you don't
know. It feels like mine are melt-wide.
Isaac had a better answer. An 8-year-old had a better idea
Why
of a peaceful death.
Why are you talking about what a peaceful death is?
Yeah,
no, they mentioned drowning. I'm like,
what was your idea, Isaac?
You get shot in the head.
Isaac, what was your idea?
Yeah. He said drowning wouldn't be bad. I'm like,
drowning would be horrible.
No, it wouldn't.
Drowning. No, drowning's peaceful.
No, drowning is completely
yeah.
peaceful. You get knocked unconscious.
The fact, okay.
No, it's like really peaceful at the end because you're like floating.
You're already dead.
No, but you're still a little bit alive. It's as your consciousness is, like, being extinguished.
You lose consciousness after 3 gulps of water.
If you were by the surface, you wouldn't be drowned.
Yeah, because you've drowned so many times.
Yeah.
I know how it's supposed to
You've been guillotined, too, so apparently you know.
How many times have you drowned?
Name one time.
Hey, Dad, what's wrong?
Nothing, I'm just tired.
I don't think...
Well, hey, thanks for making the fire
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
3 seconds. I need to get a little bit 3 seconds of pain. Like, so much better.
I wish I could die by hanging in the stocks, too.
That's awful. You're choked to death.
Stocks would be pretty sweet, though, because you can just be like,
Actually,
hey.
Hanging it, if your neck breaks, is peaceful.
That was awesome.
Yeah, but it's just hanging there, like.
That was like a crazy part of the trip.
I think it was fun as
well. What was?
I think jet fighter accident. No. No, space shuttlecraft would be. Crash. Or getting hit by a falling star. Because right before it happened, you'd be like, there's no way that falling star is coming here.
Yeah, but yours is easy. I try to roll my head, and it's still soaked up half the knees.
The shooting star? No, shooting star comes in, it's done. Nuclear explosion would be cool, too.
Actually, nuclear explosion, if you're by the explosion, that'd be very peaceful. You'd be dead.
Probably dying in your sleep would be the most peaceful.
No, but that's what I
Unless you're having a terrible nightmare when it happens.
But
you won't remember it, so it doesn't matter.
Aaron, yes. It's the events leading up to that. Like, you must be sick.
Yeah, but that'd be boring. I wonder how that dream would be right up to the point where you die.
I like the Nick Swartzen thing, where he said he always thought it'd be funny. Why he said he'd never kill himself. He thought it'd be funny just to go up into a crowd of people and go, who the hell farted? And shoot himself. someone's going like, dude, cover your nose. That guy just killed himself over that fight. Like, it must have been bad. Seriously, who farted? Who killed that guy? Who said that?
No.
Nick Swartzen?
That's so sad.
I
think you're just stubborn and refuse to admit that what you said was completely and utterly retarded.
I don't think so. I'm not talking about the events.
They should use the guillotine for euthanasia instead of drugs.
I'm not talking about that.
Like when grandma's getting towards the end of her life.
What are you guys talking
about? Okay.
Because euthanasia is legal in Oregon, so they should use the guillotine instead of drugs.
What about a firing squad?
A firing squad too, God, for euthanasia. The electric chair.
Well,
the
firing squad is really
free.
We can use euthanasia or we can shoot the firing squad. Firing squad is cheaper, so.
I think it'd be really funny if they wheeled up the old lady wheelchair.
Alright, you're ready to go.
And
goodbye!
And use the guillotine. I know. I'm saying they should definitely do that for euthanasia.
Okay, just remember this sentence. If you're still cognitive, just say it. Did you see Miss March?
You know what?
Actually, I laughed quite hard.
It takes about 3 seconds for you to go completely brain dead after getting your head.
Really? It depends how smart your brain is. My brain can last for 27 seconds.
What if it's one of those brains like in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that doesn't need a body to survive? Yeah, man. What if it's one of those brains that's like Crane from the Ninja Turtles and you don't need a body to survive?
Then you're screwed if you said like, this is a terrible decision.
Or one of those heads from Futurama that live in a jar.
I hope I don't have that problem.
Why did Tyler come out with?
What?
Whose door is this?
I don't know.
Mary! Mary, does it hurt? Mary, does it hurt when you pinch that nerve when you get passed out?
Dad, Isaac, we have to get back. I told Mommy to get back.
What you said about Sky Freya, he thought it
they
felt
can't go back
funny.
I should ask him. He thought it was funny
when
he was passing out.
Come on, Dad.
Oh, I know. Here's what you do. You know that nerve in your neck and you pinch it and then you
pass
out?
Dad, what do you think the best way to die is?
Slowly.
That's what I'm trying
to do. Slowly and painfully.
You might die of old age.
Don't worry, when you're on your deathbed, I'm like, nope, she was dying by guillotine.
We're bringing out the guillotine.
I will set one of those up for you.
You're on camera.
I'm gonna have you sign something right
so
now.
So since it would be, since it would be.
Death, you want me to guillotine.
So, hey, Mary. But, Mary, if you couldn't get a guillotine because you could afford it, would you settle with somebody slicing off your head with a sword? No,
and that's actually more expensive.
No, I'm just saying.
Wait,
if it's
what
too expensive.
What if
you stand
up and ran
through with a broadsword?
You can't buy a cheap dollar store knife and just...
Wait, why was selling my sword more expensive?
Yeah, but
you could reuse the sword.
It was 300 years ago
with a piano. No, but if you didn't have a sword, you could use a piano wire too.
Hey, if you're gonna be like Cartman from South Park, he tried to kill his friend with a wiffle bat.
Get some good pictures.
All right, guys, stand still. This might take
hey,
a while.
Hey, good night, man. Love you. See you tomorrow. Good night, Isaac. Love you. Love you. See you tomorrow.
Have your shoes there, man. Dry me, fire.
Ha ha!
Whose shoes are these?
Mine.
I didn't bring shoes.
Or your shoes, Isaac.
We had to put this on.
This is my bear.
No.
Where did it go?
You did have your shoes.